Chazal say, right? So it was a place that people came. It says, "Atelach Lidrei Shesel Elikim," by Terleis, where'd you go? Shem Ve'er. So you see, that was the place. In other words, the doors were open. Place anybody that wants to know what the true ideas of God are, so they went to that place. That's what it means. He was a Kain. Kain Lekelogian. So that's why everyone gave him Zedakah, Mitzvah Zedakah. So you read this Sukkim, you don't realize, you don't sit down and analyze what was going on there. Kind of.
It's like a fable.
You don't apply reality to it. What was going on there? Was there?
It
wasn't real. What?
He's a
coin.
Did he have a third place?
Yeah. What? See, that's based upon the idea. Unfortunately, it's based upon the idea that we have, which is inherent in human beings' emotions, but it's also part of the Geisha philosophy. It's the human being emotions is that we are the generation. We are the generation. Everything beforehand is primitive and silly. We are the greatest Sechar. That's the Kahalas talks about that. But the secular scientists also go along with that idea. It corresponds to an emotion. They go along with that idea too. That everything years ago, everything is primitive. So if I said, Kain, what is Kain? Kain. Might have been smarter than these guys. Now, it says like this. So it says, might have been smarter than these guys. Now, it says like this. So it says, by Varachay Vayema, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyain, Kain Eshemayim Varetz. Uvaruch, that's Kain Eshemayim. That Baruch we use for Mayin Sheva and Shabbos, Friday night. Kain Eshemayim Varetz. Okay? So you see the term Kel Elyon was used by an old term. The term Kel Elyon was used by Shem ben Noach. And Uvaruch Kel Elyon Hashem Migein Tzarecho Biyadecho then Vayitin Lemaisa Mikol. But Chazal criticized. Chazal said that Shem really, the Kuna would have come from Shem. But there's one mistake that Shem made. See the mistake he made over here? Something wrong over here. Vayvarechei Vayim Baruch Avram LeKel Elyon Kain Yishamayim Varetz. Uvaruch kel elyon Hashem migein tzarecho biyadecho v'yitin lemaisa mikol. Gave Baruch Davon first. See? And says, because of that he lost it. That was your question. Why was it different than Avram? So he was different. Apparently he wasn't on the same level. He made a mistake. Benji, you blessed the... Huh? Okay, good. What does it mean, kel elyon? That's a lot of shatim. Some say shalom bakoil is Elyon is high. Says shalom bakoil. To me, what was shalom? Shalom means rules.
Yeah, sorry,
you're absolutely
wrong about that. Kelion. I think I saw it in the.
What's mean? To me,
it's
because
of all the
stuff. What was it? What was it?
The high is like overall, like the malachim.
Yeah. Power. Kel means power. Yesh lo el yodi lasay simacham ra. Right, strength. Right. B'koyach v'lo'el, you say in the Asar of the Malchus, in the pite over there. B'koyach v'lo'el, the one that can't go wrong. So it means strength. B'al Hashem b'nei Elam. Elam. Strong ones, obvious. Okay. So the thing is, so the word El means strength. And so then it comes Shem Hashem. Okay. But what does Elyon mean? What does Elyon mean? High. What does high mean? What does high mean? Powerful, he said it.
You know, out of other creations, high means like other things, like Malachim. In other words, it's the God of
the call.
What?
When you say high, don't you have to relate kind of things?
Pasuk.
Don't you have to relate kind of things? Maybe it's the...
What does that mean?
When you say high, that means
the
relationship to others, right?
Yeah.
When you say
relationship... Yeah, it's the Paschal Nevi'im. You learn it by Tainus. We'll learn it by Tainus Esther. Thursday. What does that say? Ki govu shamayim me'aretz. Kein govu d'rochai midarcheichem u'machshevei sa'i u'machshevei sechem. What does it mean? Ki lo'i machshevei sa'i u'machshevei sechem v'lo'i d'archeichem d'rochai nam Hashem. He goes with Shemayim Eretz. He goes with Racham and Achechem. Mach Shavayisayim. What does it mean? It means that it's true. It's given in a metaphorical sense. higher. The heavens are higher than the earth. But it means that they're qualitatively differentiated. Higher is used as a metaphor. Something which is higher is superior. But it says, see, that's what it says. Kiloi machshavai sai machshavai seichem v'loi dachaychem d'rachai. Ki govu shemayim e'aretz ken govu d'rachai b'dachem machshavai machshavai. Why doesn't it just say the second pasuk, not the first? Because the first pasuk tells you that it's totally different. Right? But totally different could mean, different could mean inferior also. So that's why you have kigavu shemayim e'aretz, ken govu d'rachai b'dachaychem machshavai sai machshavai seichem. What does it show you? That is different and superior. You see? They're totally different. You have no shachas. Our thoughts are not, you have nothing to do with thoughts of God. The knowledge of God, his knowledge and our knowledge are totally differentiated. So Raman and Maruchim goes over about all the time, constantly, that God's knowledge and our knowledge cannot be compared. The way we think is the limitations, the inherent limitations in our thought process. That's what makes it difficult. He says that's what made it difficult for the early philosophers to understand God. Because the early philosophers made one mistake. They made one mistake in their approach. Their approach, all the questions they asked about God's knowledge, and they had questions, the questions that they asked were based upon one thing. Based upon the assumption that our knowledge is the same type as God's. So therefore, certain things that our mind, our knowledge can't do, so how could God do it? You see? But the Rambam explains in the Gemara why it's impossible, why that very statement is absurd. He shows why you must say, he proves why you must say that God's knowledge is totally different. That's the pasuk. Totally different. Qualitatively differentiated. How is it differentiated? Superior. Okay. Just like a person thinks a higher thing is superior. Yeah.
Two things.
Those days there were many Eidei Avodah Zarah. Eidei Avodah Zarah, believe in different powers, different mystical powers based upon certain primitive emotions that they had. So their God, they always compared their God was always on the contrary, a physical force. Powerful. See, powerful to show big statue, big power. Even the Kechovim are visible, they're physically visible. But Shane used one term for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the term? Kel Elyon. It's different, completely different. Superior and different. His power is a totally different power. That's the way he referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one which was accurate. Because he said, because a person might make a mistake. You use the word El means strength, right? So a person might make a mistake, and the moment he thinks of strength, he'll think of the stronger. You see? Stronger, I don't know. Elyon means far above any other type of thing. Above means that he's completely, cannot be compared. His quality is different, totally different. Not the pshat that it's bigger, greater, but it's completely different essence. So that was the name that Shem really used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a name that was intended to, it was devised to give over the idea of God to people. You understand? What is a Shem HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shem HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to give over the true idea of the idea of God to people, to Bnei Adam. You see? To Bnei Adam. So therefore Shem used this term. This term is a very good term. Because Kael Elyon means he's powerful, but don't be misled to think powerful, more or greater. No, he's higher, completely different range. Completely different range. Different essence. You see? Yes?
We often say this.
Where you got to Hashem? Went straight from Adam Arishan, straight through Noach, and through Noach I came to Shem. Where did Shem get it from? He got it from Noach. In Noach, Noach, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shem was his son. You see? So there really wasn't a Messiah, but Avraham Avinu was the first one to work it out rationally himself, without a Messiah. You understand? Yeah. No, to understand. You understand? See, Shem, there was a Messiah straight from Adam Arishan, really. Messiah straight down from Adam Arishan about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Arishan was communicating with God, right? Noach communicated with God, right? So there was really a Messiah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, an individual basis, straight down the line. But Avraham Avinu was the first one who was able to work out the concept himself. He was far greater because he didn't have the Messiah. He was raised by Korach.
Straight out.
What? See, the Rambam says about Avraham Avinu. V'loy hoya loy malamei. There was no one to teach him. V'loy meidia davar. Ela mushka b'or kazdim. He was sunk. He was entrenched in or kazdim. Bein oivdei kechovim. Hatipshim. Va'aviv ve'imay v'chol ha'am oyedek echoven. Says he, and his father, his mother, and all the nations served idols. V'hu oyedek imayim. And he also served them, because he didn't know. V'libay m'sheitet, u'mevin. Wasn't stand rebellion. He worshipped with them. But meantime, he was worshipping with them. V'libay m'sheitet, started a war. What's going on here? What is this? Ad shehisig derech ha'emes. V'hevin kav ha'tzedek. He understood it from his straight reasoning. The Yoda Shiesha Malaka Echod Vumanagagil Hagago Vubara Koil Vain Bakol Ninsa Laka Hutzmimeno. The Yoda Shakolo Oilam Toyim. They're all making a mistake. The Dovar Shagorum Lan Lutai Ze Shaven as a Kovan as a tourist ad Sheibed Achiovad Ebed Emes Midaitom. You see, he recognized that he recognized the reason why they made the mistake. In other words, what the Ram mentions before was that how they made the mistake, because they made the mistake, first ones really knew, because the first ones were Chachamim from Adam and Eve.
Was it Shema? What Hashem Hashem and Maisim? And what? What was that?
We had from Natasha.
Right.
Then we had the next part was. Can I go say okay? I'm okay. So okay, Yaakov.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Kel Gol Givor. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now I think it's like this. All right. So we're up to Kel Elyon. Kel Elyon was Shem, right? Was Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Which is like, I mean, Baruch Baruchalom LeKel Elyon, Kainei Shemayim Varetz. Right. Okay. Now we have Goy Melech Hasadim Tevim. The Kainei Akel. Right? Okay. So Kainei Akel comes from where, really? Where's Kainei Akel come from? Akel. Now Kainei Akel comes from the Pasuk. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Akel Elyon, Kainei Shemayim Varetz. Uvaruch Kel Elyon, Hashem Migein Tzorecho B'yadecho, Vayiten Loi Maiser Mikel. Right? Okay. So Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Kainei Shemayim Varetz. That's Kainei Akel. What's Kainei Akel? Kainei Akel is Kainei Shemayim Varetz, right? Kainei Akel. Matter of fact, by Meir, you say over there, Kainei Shemayim Varetz, right? In the tefillah over there, by what? Main Sheva. Main Sheva. Ishus Yudalad Yutes. I say Shemayim Varetz. Al Yudeas Yosef Tanan Liyat Shalai. So Eisei Shemayim Varetz. Okay. So the question is, why do you have Gemal Chasadim Tevim intervening? That's the question, right? Okay, everyone says okay. La Gadol Gibor Vener Kel Elyon Kainei Shemayim Varetz. That's the pasuk, right? You have in between Gemal Chasadim Tevim is the proper way. Interfere. The pasuk says Baruch Avram LeKel Elyon Kainei Shemayim Varetz. All right. So instead of saying Kainei Shemayim, say Kainei Akel. Right. But why do you interrupt it with Gam Chasadim Tevim?
Yeah.
Should we add the two parts? One is the attributes of God. That's the first part. Okay. I was saying okay. Avram LeKel Okay. Yaakov. And then the second part. The second part is his actions. Right. His actions. We said it, didn't we say that?
No, we didn't. Broke up in two parts,
I think we differentiated between the Shema Shel Hashem, right? Between the actions, right? So really, if the Kel Elyon, you get finished with what? The first part, what's the first part?
Attributes
of God, right? Okay. Are you using attributes in a...
I don't think that
we
mean
for... Okay. Okay, Avram. Okay, Yitzchak. It's the Shem Hashem. It's the difference. It's the God who...
Okay.
Right. Kelayan. Kelayan. God the Giver and Eric Kelayan. It's the Shem Hashem. Alright? Now, the thing is this. But it's all the Shem Hashem. First the Shem Shel Hashem. That's the beginning. Then you have his actions. His actions is different. His actions is a separate thing, separate area. So the actions start with Goy Melech Hasadim Tevim. That's where the actions start.
right? So you'll ask me, we really didn't answer why. Because it should start with the first action, should be Kain Echo. Right? Kain Echo. So what's the answer? Why? Why do you start with the first action of Gemel Chasodim Tevim?
Because you're supposed to open specifically
the right hand. That's right. Because you're supposed to go, I would change it, not specific, I tell you, say the whole purpose of Tefillah is, we say the whole purpose of Tefillah is to raise a person to go from his known to the, from what is known to him to what is more general. It's really, it's the opposite of philosophy. In philosophy, you analyze from the, you analyze, the person is from the philosophy of God, so he analyzes first what the essence of what God is, and then his actions. Right? But in Tefillah, you're going from his everyday things, his emotional state, you're raising him to the level to understand what God is, right? That's why you have the first one, Magen Avram. First you have the particular Ashgacha, then you have the Gvuras Hashem, and then a Kel HaKadosh. Kel HaKadosh is the highest philosophically. But you're going the opposite. You're going from the emotions to the philosophical. That's in Tefillah. Right? We said this once, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, Gomel Chasadim Tevim comes before what? Kaneko. Kaneko is Osa Shemaim Varetz. See? Osa Shemaim Varetz. But Gomel Chasadim Tevim is personal. You go from the personal to the philosophical. The order in Tefillah is from the personal to the philosophical. See, that's what we said a long time ago. That's the order. Personal philosophical. That's a Mogad Avos, Chayim Esim, and Kela Kodesh. Kela Kodesh is high philosophical. But the personal is Mogad Avram. That's personal. Gvuris is less personal. And less personal than that is a Kela Kodesh. So that's why in Tefillah, since it's broken down into two parts, first the Shema is Shel Hashem, right? The attributes of Shema is Shel Hashem. That's the first part. Then there's Ma'aseh Hashem. In Ma'aseh Hashem, where do you go from? In the Ma'aseh Hashem, you go from the personal to the philosophical. That's the personal.
Is
the personal. Okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov is personal, right? You make the transition, because every bracha starts off with Hashem. That's every bracha.
Yeah.
So, but then you go, now you go back. Elokeinu, Elokeinu, Velokei Avraseinu.
Yeah.
On the contrary, the personal. Elokeinu, Velokei Avraseinu. Avraseinu is less personal, right? Is less personal. It goes from the personal to the philosophical. In the Shema Shel Hashem, you have the same order. Right? So you go from the personal to the philosophical. Similarly, when you start with the actions, the second part of the bracha, you also go from the personal to the philosophical. Personal is Gemach HaSadim Tevim, that's the personal. Philosophical is Kenei Shemayim Varetz, that's Shemayim Varetz. It's more full size, not personal. See? That's the same thing with the order of the tools for the first three brachas. There's one principle in Tefillah, that it goes from the personal to the philosophical. Why? Because the whole purpose of Tefillah is what?
Personal.
From the personal to the philosophical. It's a means. This went through last time, the whole thing over there, how Tefillah works. Right? Okay, I have to go through it again.
Okay.
Right, you got it?
Yeah.
Wow. More philosophical Kel Elyon. Because Kel Elyon means I can't even describe him. He's different. Completely different. How do we say, what do we do? How do we define Kel Elyon this time? Qualitative differentiating. That's right. That's Kel Elyon. That's Kel Elyon. Kel Elyon means you don't even know if God will give an army. That's even further. That's even further. You see? Kel Elyon. Kel Elyon is more philosophical. God will give an army is more personal. You understand? You understand? Well, the reason why they don't have Gemach HaSadim Tevim is one reason. Why? Why? Huh? They abbreviated the main shadow. So they only took the they didn't break it down into two separate parts like you have in the tefillah over here. They didn't break it down into separate parts. They just simply took the bracha, the pasuk of Kel Elyon and Kenei Shemayim Varetz, and put it in one thing, because it's an abbreviation. It's abbreviated. If you're breaking it down into two separate components, so then Ein Hachanami, you should start with Gemel Chasadim Tevim. But over there, it's Me'ein Sheva. They didn't really break it down into two separate.
But really the essence of the
action. Yeah, the action. Okay.
Okay.
So let's see, now let's go first. What was I?
So just tell me why is it?
Qualities. Kel Elyon Kenei Shemayim Varetz. So it has actions too, but it's not like a separate it's abbreviation. What? That's it. So you see, it's kelo. Kenei Hakol is definitely Kenei Shemai Varas. No question about it. Okay. Now let's see. Next part. What is the? It's going back again to the what it calls, huh?
Don't make it specific.
Oh, it's going to specific again. What's the shot? What's the answer? What's the answer? Going back to specific again.
It seems again it's relating to men because Zoch
Kanstayavos.
No,
yeah. But then
the question.
No, just
like Zoch Kanstayavos
that.
Maybe go to the Levitical Mashmayavos. It's already going back to the Kenel Kevasina now.
Yeah.
Kevasina. Right?
Well,
this
is like.
Essence of the Bracha. Everything up today is Akdama. See, everything up today is Akdama. Because what is the Bracha really? The Bracha is that God personally. That God brings a geula to us. You understand what I mean? That's the essence of the bracha. What is the guy? The guy's mispalo. The tefillah of the person only has relevance if all this takes place for him. You understand what I mean? It's very nice and abstract, but does it help him? That's the question. So the bracha made the bracha over here, maybe goel of nevenei laman shemay bi'ahava, really is. Insofar as he's concerned, that's really the essence of the whole bracha. You understand what I mean? In other words, the bracha is broken down into three parts. First the shema shel Hashem. Then you have his actions. But then how it relates to us. You understand what I mean? Then how it relates to us. How does it relate to us? It relates to us in only one way. Maybe goel if nevenayim, that's us. Laman shabai bi'ava. That's how it relates to us. So therefore, the essence of the bracha is from Umevi Gold of Navy and Lamar Shmai Biava. You understand what I'm saying? What? Not a second. But you understand that? Does that make sense? Three parts. In other words, first you have the Shema Shel Hashem. Then you have his actions. And then you have how it relates to us. Those are the three parts of the bracha. But the whole thing is a build up to how it relates to us, because that's the essence of the bracha. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, but there's one thing over here in the bracha. From the Zerachas de Avais up to Laman Shemai Biava, the essence is Umevi Goel of Nevenehem. That's the essence, how it relates to us. But there's one idea that the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah wanted to get across. What is that idea? They got it across in a funny framework where they put it. So you can see it more clearly from Laman Shemai Biava. What does it mean, Laman Shemai Biava? What does it mean, Laman Shemai Biava? What does it mean, Laman Shemai? Forget about the Allah. Laman Shemai means that it is done not because of you, but it is done because of him. You see? It's done because of him, because this is the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world. But not because of us. Not because of our ego. See? That's Laman Shemai. Maybe Gael, true, with name and him, why? But Laman Shemai. Because of him, because of his name, which means because of his system of justice which he implanted in the world. See?
Because of his nature.
What?
Because of his nature, maybe.
What's that? What? Zocha Chasdei Avos, who maybe Gael of Nevin and Laman Shemai. Because without the Chasdei Avos, this is all part of his plan, all part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's justice. The justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of Chasdei. Chasdei Avos was the factor which permitted the implementation of the Geula. Those Tashmoves, right? I went through listening. So we are involved. We're involved. That's the essence of the Brachas, that we're involved. But we're involved how?
Because of him.
That's Vezochar. Because of him through the Chasdei Avos. Through the Chasdei Avos. The Chasdei Avos is the means which permitted the implementation of our Geula for his sake. If it wasn't for Chasdei Avos, then you couldn't have wouldn't be possible. So we are involved because of what? Because of God's implementation of his system through the Avos.
That's what the bracha says. That's the essence of the bracha. One division is the Shema Yishel Hashem, the attributes of Hashem. Kei Avram L'Keitzro L'Keiyakev is an attribute. Kei L'Gad L'Giv Manero is an attribute. Kei L'Olyan is an attribute. Each one, the attributes are following which order? From the personal to the philosophical. Right? L'Keinav L'Kev Esenu, L'Kev is personal. L'Kev L'Keitzro L'Keiyakev, Kei L'Gad L'Giv Manero, and Kei L'Olyan. That goes from the personal to the philosophical, from the attributes. Now you start again. The Maisei Hashem. Ma'aseh Hashem again, you have from the personal to the philosophical. Gemach Hasadim Tevim and Kenei Akol, right? Ha'isa Shemayim Aretz. He's the prime cause of every of all existences. His actions. His actions have created the universe. Okay. Then you come to the essence of the bracha. What's the essence of the bracha? That it relates to us, that we are involved. He is involved in our gula. But how is he involved in our gula? Not just involved because we're tzaddikim. Why is he involved? He's involved because of his plan, his love of justice. Now his love of justice is that l'man shemai. See, but his love of justice relates to us, and it was possible through chasdei aves. So chasdei aves was the means of the implementation of his justice, of the system of justice. So we're involved in his system of justice. That's the build-up of the bracha.
Third part of the bracha.
Third part of the bracha.
Wait. Second.
Yes. It's correct. That the last part of the bracha relates to us. I have a simple proof. You have a proof? That this breakdown of the bracha that I'm saying is not just a stomp shot, but you have a raya. From the raya that this is the essence of the bracha, that it relates to us.
Okay.
What's the raya? No. Chachmei HaMasera gave us this raya. The Chachmei HaMasera gave us this raya. Wasn't the Amorayim, Echter Amorayim, the Geinim and the Rishenim gave us this raya. Well, where's the raya? Very simple. Zachrin L'Chaim. What's Zachrin L'Chaim doing there? Zachrin L'Chaim is what? What is Zachrin L'Chaim? It's a tefillah. Kashis Haki even has Zachrin L'Chaim because it's a tefillah. Tefillah doesn't belong in the first three. See? Alright, separate kash. Tesis talks about it. But I'm not concerned right now with the halachic question of how it could be there. But what does it show you that is there? Zachreinu l'chaim. On Yom Adin. So you use, why do you put it over there? Because the last part of the bracha, Zachreinu l'chaim, fits right in over there for one reason. Because the last part of the bracha is what? How it relates to us. So therefore, on Yom Adin, when you mispalel, when a person mispalel for his own benefit, right? For his own good. So what does he put in Zachreinu l'chaim? Right over there. Because that's the last part of Zohar. Who may be girl of Nevin and Laman Shemay B'Yavah. That means that we are involved in the Gula. That's the time to mention Zohar and L'Chaim. You understand what I mean? That's the essence. That's the essence of the Bracha. The essence of the Bracha is that last third part. And that's where you add. You add to the last to the third part. Zohar and L'Chaim fits right in rationally. That we should be saved. You understand what I mean? Zohar and L'Chaim, Melech of Yitzchayim. Because Venu is Sefer Chaim. What's the reason? Laman Chor. Elakim Chaim. That's Laman Shemai Ba'ava. You understand? So the tefillah is because, not because of us. The tefillah is because we should be involved, our benefit should be seen, should be realized, because of our involvement in the plan, the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the best raya. The best raya is the Chachmei HaMasera, formulated as a friend of L'Chaim. That shows exactly that's what it is. Yes. Without the Oves, there's no plan. The whole plan was Oves, nothing. What's the whole plan? Eretz Yisrael. Zachor, Lav, Rom, Litzchol, Yavah, Dechol. All the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole thing was only Oves. Without Oves, you wouldn't have any plan. The plan would be worth it.
I'll do something. I mean,
why the Rambam? The Rambam Pek Hafei and Nilchus Sanhedrin. Even though had Yet the name, Veshek the name, whatever it is, he says, but nevertheless, Haim, B'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. That's it. So Avram Yitzchak Yaakov is the implementation of the plan. Without Avram Yitzchak, there's no plan. Yes. I might get around. I have time. I need a few hours to sit down and think. But that would be clear for the whole thing. The first measure of Rabbeinu is Zachor, Lavadecha, Zachor, Zachor, Lavram Yitzchak Yaakov. I should have battled him. Bach, Adaber Aleim, Arba Zachin, Kechach Be'Shemayim. So the whole thing is
Because they're B'nai Avraham Yisroel Yaakov. That's all of it. Yeah. Right now, I can't go full stop on what it is right now. We'll have to speak about it a separate time. But you should know one thing, that the Gula to us is only because we are B'nai Avraham Yisroel Yaakov.
Oh, right.
Separate. They have L'chaim with Kavana, but L'man Cho, they don't emphasize it much. L'mani. His motivations that cause him to spell are very personal motivations. But the thing is, if he's misspelled properly, it takes it out of the personal. And it's true, it does include the personal, but it includes the personal only insofar as the justice, as his love of justice is concerned. You see? You understand what I mean? Yeah, personal spell for all tzrachim. But the essence of tefillah is, if you take a look at the whole tefillah, the essence of tefillah is really the system of justice in general. That's really the essence. It's supposed to be bigger. The person's supposed to rise to a higher level. Forget about himself. He's not that important. He's one creature. He's not so important. But the important thing is that the system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should prevail in the world. That's the important thing. And insofar as he's part of the system, that's why he himself should benefit. That's the whole tefillah. It's against the personal emotions, because the personal emotions is he wants something for himself. He doesn't care about anybody else. He doesn't care about anybody else. See? But the whole tefillah is, the essence of tefillah is really that the system, it's really a tefillah for the system. He's included, but he's included only as a yachid in the system. And that's why you'll see that really, you see when Chazal formulated tefillah, they did two things which demonstrates this concept. One thing is what? One thing is what? What's one thing? One thing is that every bracha is b'lashon rabin. Every bracha is b'lashon rabin. Not b'lashon yachid. See? It's b'lashon rabin. Why b'lashon rabin? Because he's one part of the whole system. The whole thing should be a love of justice, a love of seeing the system of terror take place. That's what it should be, a love of the concept of justice. But he is one part. Of course, he's in there too, but he's in there as a part. And the second thing that Chazal did was one thing. It's not Chazal, it's really not Chazal. Chazal didn't do it, God did it. That's what? Tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur. Why is tefillah b'tzibur so important?
Same idea.
It's tefillah ba'ara tzibur. And why minyan? What is minyan really? Why does minyan? Where's the Gemara learn that minyan from? Where's the Gemara learn that minyan from? The nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Teich from Eda. Yivodlu me'eda ra'azais. And nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. So what do you see from there? You see a concept from there. That the ten represent really what? The minyan of Asar represents the whole Klal Yisrael. That's really what it represents. But you don't have to have the whole Klal Yisrael present when you're davening. Why that? I learned that from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Eidah, Ibadlu me Eidah or Razais. So you see the Chalashem Eidah falls upon ten, right? So you see, once you have the Chalashem Eidah, you have the Chalashem of the Klal, that's enough. You don't have to misspell with the whole Klal Yisrael present. So really, that's the best thing. That's really the best. That's really what you mean. But you have a representation of the Klal. What represents Klal? That the Gemara learns from the Pasuk. That Eidah is 10. So you see, 10 represents Klal. So when you have 10, so then it's a tefillah which involves the Klal.
That's what tefillah
is. That's what tefillah is in the Shema Stamet. Because tefillah is a different thing. See, tefillah is a different level of tefillah. But the concept is the same. You can perform it b'teres yachid. But b'teres yachid, you're not performing it on the same level anymore. But the whole concept in tefillah is one thing. It's, of course, the person wants personal redemption, wants himself, what he wants for himself. But he has to recognize himself, not that he's so important. If he lives or dies, only one little bria. That's it. But he, insofar, the important thing is not his personal life or death. It's a small thing. The important thing is the whole system that's going on here. A person overestimates his own, the ego destroys the guy's, concept of, his perspective. Destroys his perspective. See, the true perspective of a person would recognize the whole bria. He'd see, he wouldn't have any personal importance. He himself wouldn't feel he's anything. One little bria lives and dies. What difference does it really make in terms of the total universe? See? But the important thing is, insofar as he's part of the system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the important thing. It's a hard thing to take because it goes against the emotions. The emotions are, I'm very important. Everything, I'm the center of the world. I'm the center of the universe. But the truth of the matter is, he isn't. A person's a real chacham. That's real anivus comes from the fact that the Rambam, he always spoke about it. What is real anivus? Real anivus is when a person recognizes the station of the universe. He's a little creature in the universe. He lives with his life or death. Doesn't really matter that much. He's not even just an individual. Particular. And a person who recognizes the bria, recognizes what exists here, is a bria elam with a whole system, a whole universe. He sees a small thing. His problems don't matter that much, really. That's the thing. Of course, he hopes that it works out well for himself, but he can't state non-truths. The truth is, there's only one little part. There's only one little thing. See? That's the importance of Tefillah. Tefillah brings a person to a different perspective. It's a removal of the whole egocentricity. That's what Tefillah is. And that's why Tefillah is B'Lashon Rabbim, and that's why Tefillah is B'Tzibur. It's the whole concept of Tefillah. The person that misses that point, that misses the whole idea of Tefillah. Whole idea. That's it.
What?
See, the fact is that a person is impressed by externals. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is Tefillah B'Yachad is greater than our Tefillah Tzibur. Because his Tefillah B'Yachad is really Tefillah Tzibur. That's on the level where it doesn't matter whether he's davening with 10 people, he's davening 100 people, it doesn't matter. Because he's on that level. But for us mortals, when we daven, when a person is in a great in a group, it affects him. Brings out the concept of the group. So therefore, he's more prone to davening properly. See, to have the true kavanah. So he's a part of the group. He's part of a group already. He recognizes that there's a group here. Removes the egocentricity. He senses a group. He's a part of the group. That's the way. That's the true kavanah. So really, tzibur places the person in the proper frame of mind. It gives him the perspective when he's b'tzibur. Gives him the perspective when he's b'tzibur. See, lahavdil. I mean, the umas ha'olam didn't understand this. That's why with Yeshu they all made a big mistake, because Yeshu said, "Oh, you daven publicly." He said, "Sure, you daven publicly because of your ego, your gaiva." He said, "You daven because of your gaiva, because you want to show off. How well you daven?" He says, "The best thing is daven privately. Pray privately." That's what he says. Privately is between no one sees you. Yeah, that's because the small emotion.
Right.
The truth of the matter is, the whole concept of the greatest anivus can only be found not privately. Privately, he's the center. He's important. The greatest anivus is only when he recognizes his place in the universe, that he's only a part of a large whole. That's Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's the real concept of Tefillah. They missed the whole idea of Tefillah. That's why they thought the other way. It's the hepach of the truth, just the exact opposite. Okay, that's the first bracha. Ah, now the last part.
Yes. You
have
the question about
the Ava. Oh, yeah. Alright. Okay. The area of Ava, you have to investigate the bracha of Habocher Bamo Yisrael B'Ava. Alright? Alright, hold on. Which is based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, V'Ahavas Olam Ahavtich. And also, there's a Pasuk in Dvarim. Dvarim Yud Pasuk Tesvav. Rak Bavesech Chashak Hashem La'Ava Yisrael. Stop over there. Again, in Voeschanon, Zion, Lo meruvchem mikolam chashak Hashem b'chem leivchem b'chem mikolam ki me'avas ad Hashem eschem. All right, and Meshomer es Hashvua. Stop. And again in Dvarim Tes, pasuk hey. Okay. Alkei meshach techosed.
Near me,
yeah. Yeah, I get you. Finish the bracha.
Why did you bring that idea? What's the idea over there?
Ava.
See, like it's not needed.
The bracha. Yeah. The bracha over there. I have to think about it. This chasimus of bracha is different than any other chasimus of bracha. Why? Every other chasimus of bracha is always me'inya bracha. V'nema atalach yes mesim. The whole bracha is mechakol chayim v'esim, mechayim mesim rabam. Bracha tod Hashem, mechayim mesim. Right? Atakoresh, kekela koresh. Atachayin, chayin adas. Now over here, if you'd make the chasima, really, what would you make the chasima on? Make it on a mevi girl of nevinayim. I'd say, right? Right? Then you should say, you should follow through logically, you should say, like this, the bracha should be, bracha tod Hashem, gal Yisrael. That should be the bracha.
Goel, b'nei Avraham.
Right?
That's
what it should be.
The pasuk has to be like the opening of the bracha. They're
alive. Bracha tod Hashem, Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is really the, Rashi and Magen. There is a difference. The Mepharshim say. Mashiach always means yet to save. means it means when a person's in trouble. That's Moshiach. That's Vayoka Moshe Vayeshion Vayashkes Seinam. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were the Benais Yisrael, so they were shepherds, so they the other ones who they were in trouble over there. Vayoka Moshe Vayeshion Moshiach Yisrael Moshiach. So Moshiach means to save out of trouble, right? Magen means
protect from trouble.
Protect. Okay. Ozer doesn't. Huh? Ozer helps him out when he leaves him. When he leaves him, that's Ozer. Ozer doesn't. What? In other words, like this. Both Magen and Moshiach Magen and Moshiach are two together when the person's in trouble. Ozer doesn't mean the person's in trouble. Ozen doesn't mean a person show. Let's take a look at Ezra's. Magenu Mashiach, Lefneya, Machreya, Machol Davidar, right? See, Magenu Mashiach goes together. The Raya is from Ezra's. Magenu Mashiach goes together from Ezra's. Why? Because Ezra's of a Sinatomi Olam, Ezra's is the general, genus, Ozer in any situation. Then Magenu Mashiach is particular. Magenu Mashiach means when they're in trouble. And Magen, and when a person is in trouble, is two things. Protection against the enemy, and Moshiach means to help him overpower the enemy, right? Okay. That's definitely the difference between the three Leo words. Three words. It's a breakdown. Three words.
Okay.
It's a specific. But let's get down to the main part of the Rambam. Baruch Hashem Magen Avraham. Okay. Why is the Chassim Magen Avraham? The Chassim should be go Aleinu. Maybe go with name and name. Go b'nei. Rav Hashem, go b'nei b'nei.
And why just Avraham? Why not all the others? Yeah. Why just the others? Instead of Avraham.
Right. That's the pasuk. The pasuk. B'cho haim chayshman.
Therefore, yeah.
B'cho haim
chayshman.
It's Rashi,
right?
It's Rashi, yeah. Rashi in the beginning of Lech Lecha.
Okay.
Right, Rashi beginning of Lech Lecha. B'cho haim chayshman. So what's the pshat? So the bracha said maybe go l'vnei b'nei. That's the essence, right? Zachrin l'chaim. That's the proof. So why don't you say bracha Hashem go l'Israel? Why do you say Magen Avraham? What's the answer? Now there's two problems here. Why it says Magen Avraham and why doesn't it say Magen Avraham Yisrael V'Yakov? That's one problem. Really, the Gemara, the pasuk, yeah, right. Magen Avraham, Baruch Hashem, Magen Avos, right? Right. Magen Avos was Baruch Machayim Es Mamarik. Magen Avos. You see that the bracha name Shava really is Magen Avos, right? It's Magen Avos. So Baruch Hashem, Magen Avos. So really, you have three problems here. First of all, it should have been go Yisrael. That's what it should have been. That's one. Secondly, Magen Avraham should have been Magen Avos, right? Second, Magen Avraham should be Magen Avos.
What was the first question? It should have been
go Yisrael. And now, so two questions. So really, it's why is it Magen Avraham on two counts? First of all, it should be Magen Avos. It was going to be. It should be go Yisrael. Now it's Magen. If it's only Magen, it should be Magen Avos. Why Magen Avraham? Right? Okay. All right. So what's the answer? Yes. Baruch Atah Hashem go Aleinu go Yisrael. Right?
Yes.
What would have been wrong? We say go Aleinu go Israel.
It would be attributing the Gula to the.
It would be saying that the Gula is whose?
Oz.
Is ours. It's because of ours. If it says Magen Avos, what does Magen Avos mean? Yeah, that's right. That we, our Gula is only because of the Avos. That's all. You understand what I mean? So the Chasimas of Bracha cannot signify in any way that what?
That we are responsible.
That we has nothing to do with us.
What about from Magen?
It's only. That's a question. It's a question. Okay. It only signifies one thing, that we, of course, our ghoul is there, but our ghoul is there only as what? Not as an essence, but as an accident of the Ovis. That's why I say Magen. That's why it's Magen Ovis. Okay.
What would be the general rule about
Chasimus? General Chasimus is the essence of Brachos. Yeah, that was the essence. So you see, the essence of the bracha really is one thing. Our ghoul is included parenthetically. Parenthetically it's included. But the essence of... It's included parenthetically. Why? As an accident of Avais. Now in Avais there's a separate halacha. That what and who, which of is the Yinat Chais and Baruch Hashem Magin Avais, but Chais and Baruch Hashem Magin Avram. That's the Baruch of the Nivruch Hucha, Komish Chais, B'chohim Chaisman, B'chohim Chaisman. Why, but why B'cho? Why by Avram? Why by Avram? Why by Avram? What's the reason?
Because it all.
Because what?
That's
one. Mr. Zion Zion. Loi Meruchim Mikol Amin Chashak Hashem Bachem, Vayivcha Bachem, okay, Ki Me'ahavas Hashem Eschem. Right? So Me'ahavas Hashem Eschem means that there's an inherent love. Not because you have many numbers, inherent love. That's one pasuk. Next pasuk, so it seems that you're worthy of it. Not because numbers, because certain quality you have. Next pasuk is the pasuk where? Tes Hey. Where it says like this. Loi v'tzit kascha v'yesha levokhata v'ol reshes atom, right? Kibrish ha'gayim ha'ela ulaman hokim mesadova asheni rishon lavesecha v'yedata ki lo v'tzit kascha rishon l'kecha nesun chas tova zos terishta kiyam kishe arachvata. So this was not because of your inherent quality. So it's a contradiction. So the third pasuk answers it. Third pasuk is dvarim yud teslov rak bavo secha chashak arishem la'ahava osom vayivchar bezarom acharehem bochem mikol ha'amim kayom hazeh. So therefore the bechira was because to you the ahava was really to Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, and because you are the sons of Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, that's why you are the ones that are receiving the Torah, right? That's right. So that's what the pasuk says, right? That's the answer. Now that's the same thing. Now ahava, the word ahava means one thing. What does ahava mean? See, ahava, of course, ahava, when we say ahava from Hashem, every one of the midas Hashem is used, depicted. What does ahava mean? See, ahava, of course, ahava, when we say ahava from Hashem, every one of the midas Hashem is used, depicted, as if it would have been in our terms, but it isn't. Do you know what I mean? In other words, when you say midas Hashem, midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mahu rachum, Ram says, mahu nikra rachum afato hayeh rachum. This action, in our terms, emotionally, would be called rachmanis. Right? The action that God does would be called erech hapayim to a regular person. Person that somebody did something against them and he didn't take revenge for a year, so he'd say it's an erech hapayim. He holds himself back. But God doesn't hold himself back. In terms of God, it's nonsense to say holds himself back. It's just used to depict what, to put it in our own terms. Dibur Torah B'Lashon Adam, Chazal say. Right? Okay. But God is not a rachum like we're a rachum. It's a different concept altogether. Same thing with ahava. The word ahava doesn't mean that God has love as a person has love. A person's love is an emotion. God doesn't have any emotions. But ahava means the action which, if it was done by human beings, it would be called love. Okay? Now what does that mean? That means love means when the person, ava shenet lui b'davar, when the person does an action for that individual, for another individual, regardless of what the individual does. See? That's what love means. That's the definition of love. Right? If it's for something in return, so that's not love anymore. But love means because you love that individual inherently, no matter what they do, there's an inherent love. That's what it means, that ahavas olam haftich. So the ava means that there is an inherent relationship between God and Klal Yisrael, right? Between God and Klal Yisrael. In other words, the way he acts towards Klal Yisrael is an action which we would call in our own terms, in human terms, we'd call that love, because he acts towards us in a way that regardless of how the Jews act, regardless of how the Jews live, still he always relates to them and those relates to them as Ashgach is always there with them. See, that's what it means. The Umayvi goal of Nevinehem Leman Shemo Be'ahava. Be'ahava means that it's an inherent relationship to Klal Yisrael. That's what it means. Okay. You understand what I mean? We got it.
Yeah, but it's
all right. The reason is, of course, that's exactly what the davening says. The tefillah says exactly what I just told you from the psukim, that there is ahava, but the ahava is to Klal Yisrael. Why? Insofar as they are the children of Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. That's what it says. Umevi goel livnei v'nehem, right? Livnei v'nehem leman shimo bi ahava, right? Isn't that exactly what we explained? Do you understand what I mean? Living all of Nei B'nayim. So we are B'nai B'nayim. Why? B'Ava. Why? Because we are the B'nai B'nayim of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. It's in a relationship which is to us exclusively, regardless of how we react, regardless of how the Klal Yisrael is. So now it's Ava. That's Ava. It's a demonstration of Ava. The why? Because we are the B'nai B'nayim of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's Pasuk Tara. By the way, I have to always remind him. By the way, the Rambam in Perek Chof Hei, Hilchas Sanhedrin, that's exactly what he says. I think we went through that one time, right? The Rambam Perek Chof Hei in Hilchas Sanhedrin, you'll check it yourself. He says that a person who is a parnas al tzibur, is in charge of the tzibur, says even though they're hejaitim and shaitim and they're not allowed to watch anything, you still have to have, you're not allowed to make a little ratio with them. You're not allowed to look down on people. No matter how much you think you see they're foolish and they're running after the tithers and they don't know what they're doing, but you're not allowed to act in a way that demonstrates, in any manner, that demonstrates that they're insignificant. Why? He says, not because they're good. Ki heim b'nei Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. That's what the Rambam says. Because they're b'nei Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. V'heim tzivos ad Hashem asher hotzi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. It means that because of this quality, that they are b'nei Avraham Yaakov, that's it. And you can't in any way degrade them. That's the halacha. You can't degrade them because they're the object of God's will. They're the object of God's will. That's what it means. So really the whole first bracha tells you one thing. That we, Klal Yisrael, is the object of His will. Insofar as we're the object of His will. Now this means that the fact that He relates to us is not because of our merits, but because of we are the object of His will. And we're the object of His will because we're B'nai Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. That's what it means. Okay? Yeah. Yes, you see, Rabbi Moskowitz's question about justice, you see, you have to understand that... You put it on? Yeah. The justice is... There's two justice as far as... Two different types of justice. There's justice insofar as a yachid is concerned, an individual is concerned, you see? And then there's justice insofar as the whole system of the world is concerned. Which justice are we discussing here? The justice of Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov.
Which justice?
That's it, exactly right. Now therefore, that's why Klal Yisrael could never go free. Because that's why didn't God just say, forget it, let them be like everybody else. No, can't go free. Because the justice of the world demands it. And that's why the whole psukim say, and you see throughout our history it was true, that calls them on if the Israel live according to Torah, then good. But if not, then the onshim stops falling upon them. Why? You can let them go. The answer is they can't go. Because justice of the world dictates that this Ummah, which has been the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, has an obligation of living according to the true way, of bringing the ideas to the world. Therefore, they can't get out of it. You know what I mean? That's the Bechira. That's the Bechira of the Am. But it's not Bechira of the Am insofar as we deserve it. In other words, if it wasn't that we had been out of the Yisrael Yaakov, then we wouldn't be under this thing altogether. It's justice to the world. So it is justice, but not justice in terms of each individual. It's justice in terms of the system. That's the justice.
In the purpose of the system?
The purpose of the system.
The purpose of the plan. The one that represents it.
That's right. Yeah, a very good point there. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Haporesh Midarkei Hatzibur. The person goes over from Darkei Tzibur. Afal Pish Lo Ovar Averos. Even though he didn't do any Averos. Ela Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael. Interesting thing. Separates himself from the Klal. Ve'ena Osa Mitzvos Bechlolan. Ve'lo Nichnas B'tzoroson. Ve'lo Mis'ane B'tanison. Elaholech bedarko keechod nigoye haaretz ukiilu eino mehen means from Klal Yisrael ein lo chelak l'olam haba. That's it. Or why? Why is it? What's the terrible thing? What's terrible? He says apresh dagatiru af pisha lo av averse. He didn't do an averse. Ela nivdal separates himself completely from Klal Yisrael. It's nothing to do with him. So then the Chacham Rabbah, well, what's the bad? What do you do bad? You didn't do any of this. Tiny Ism, he didn't, but not because of the Isser of Tainus. Because he wasn't Mitzarach himself with thee. He didn't partake with them. He didn't identify with them. He broke the identification. Nothing about the Isser of Tainus. Wasn't Mitzarach, but Tzaros, and not because he means, of course, you ask a question that he says before he didn't do any Averis. Here was Mitzarach. He means it's not the Avera of Tainus that's bad. The fact that he was purged from the Tainus. If everyone doesn't worry about the first, so a guy was Masana, doesn't have everyone on the bar. He was Masana, so yeah, so what? No, it means he removed himself from the cloud. The moment he removed himself from the cloud, why? What's the terrible thing? Why? What's the answer? The answer is because he's breaking the Ratzon Hashem. He's breaking that Ratzon Hashem, which is that the that there should be a klal. He's breaking the whole bris aveis. He's denying the whole bris aveis, the whole purpose of the of klal Yisrael. That's why in the chalom abar. Okay. He lives out. He goes to a place. He goes to a town, and then where there's no Jews, and he lives like a guy, and he hides his identity. That's the Persian Dark Tzibor. It means I have no shachas of him. See, that's the chalom abar. He's mugging out wrong. So the pasuk says, "V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama." B'cha ain chosmin. Even though it's Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, right? So, but b'cha ain chosmin. Let's learn the Rashi, okay? Rashi is like this. Ve'ye baracha. It's the beginning of Lech Lecha. Rashi is the beginning of Lech Lecha. It says, Ve'ye baracha. All right, Dovar Acha, the second shot. Come on. Oh, Shem Melekei Avram. That's Ve'eschol Gagadol. Va'avo Rechecho, Zeo Shem Melekei Yitzchak. Right? Va'gadlo Shemecho, Zeo Shem Melekei Yaakov. So you have Avram, Va'avo Rechecho is what? Vessel Goy Godel is Ilkei Avram, Vavarecha is Ilkei Yitzchak, and Vagad L'Shemecha is Ilkei Yaakov. Fine, very nice. Yachal Yuchais Min Bekulam, so you would think that they should, the Chassim should be by all of them, Talmud Lema Ve'ye Barocha, B'cho Chais Min V'lei Bahen. So the first difficulty in Rashi is what? What's the first difficulty in Rashi? No, what? Who is talking about David over here? It's not talking about Tefillah. It says, "Lech lecha me'atzcha v'latchon beis avicha v'asher arecha v'eschol l'gal gadol v'avrocha l'gal shemecha v'yei bracha." Right? Okay. So it has nothing to do with tefillah. What does that have to do with tefillah? It has nothing to do with tefillah. Why is Rashi being down b'chor chayisman? Right? Right in the beginning, he was playing chamashim. I want to take Rashi and go. Let's understand what it means. You see anything about davening in the pasuk? Doesn't even say a word. Doesn't even say that from Davin over here. Davin later. So what does that do with it? Right? It's nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Okay. So let's assume that that's correct. Let's forget about that problem. Let's say it's tefillah. Okay. But how do you learn pshat in the Rashi? What's the pshat? That's called the God of the Avram. Lavarecha l'kei Yitzchak. God l'shemecha l'kei Yaakov. Yachal yuchayis min mekulon. Tamalai minov. Ayei bracha. What's the idea? What's the concept? People, really, there's two possibilities. You see, person could be a great person. Avram ben Rambam. So Avram ben Rambam was a great Talmud Chacham, right? Rabbi Avram ben Rambam, nevertheless, Rabbi Avram ben Rambam was always. When you think of Rabbi Avram ben Rambam, you always have to think of the Rambam. Rambam's son. Great person. But he always reflects the greatness of the Rambam. He doesn't reflect his own greatness. Masha Enikain, you have cases where a person can have a son who's great, but the son reflects his own greatness. You see? Has nothing to do with his father's greatness. Okay? For instance, take Reb Chaim and Rav Yeshua Be'er, the father of Chaim. Rav Yeshua Be'er was a great gadol. But Rav Chaim, when you think of Rav Chaim, you don't think of Rav Yeshua Be'er anymore. Because Rav Chaim started his own shita. Rav Chaim is in his own merit. True, his father was great, his father was very proud of him. But you don't think of Rav Chaim as reflecting Rav Yeshua Be'er's greatness. Rav Yeshua Be'er was great in his own right. Rav Chaim was great in his own right. He's separate. You see? So there's two possibilities of greatness. Greatness could either be inherent in the person, or his greatness could reflect the greatness of somebody else. That's exactly what Rashi says. See? That's called a Goy Godel. Zeo Shem Melekei Avram. That's a Melekei Avram. Alright? Vagad lo Shemecha Zeo Shem Melekei Yaakov. So, very nice. So, I will make you great, right? So, where's your greatness? Melekei Avram. Not only you're going to be great, but your son also, Yitzchak. Melekei Yitzchak. Reach the level where the Shem Hashem is Meshutaf Tem. Tremendous level. Last one, Elokei Yaakov. So it all comes from you, so therefore you are the progenitor of two great people. Right? Okay. But now the question is, these two great people that you are the progenitor of, what is the nature of their greatness? Does their greatness merely reflect themselves, their own individual greatness, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, separate, or no? They're great, but their greatness always reflects Avram. Always reflects Avram. You understand what I mean? You follow? Is it like Rav Avram ben Arambam, or is it like Rav Chaim with Rav Yashaber? Which way will it be? That's what Rashi says. Yochol yuchais min bekulai. What does it mean, chais min bekulai? It means they're all, each one reflects individual greatness. Avram 1, Yitzchak 2, Yaakov 3. Separate entities of greatness. Right? No, Talmud lemar veye barucha. Bachais min v'lei b'hem. What does it mean? It means that Yitzchak and Yaakov always reflect whose greatness? Avram's greatness. Avram's greatness. So that's what...
It
says... What? Which one? No. So the concept is like this. So the concept is there are three great people, but Yitzchak and Yaakov reflect Avram, right? So how do you do it? Now when it comes to tefillah, how are you going to organize the concept? So the answer is very simple. What is the chasima? If the chasima says of brachas, brachas to Hashem, again Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, then it's three separate things. But if they all reflect Avram, so then when you come to the chasima is the essence. So you just say Bracha Tad Hashem, Magen Avram. In the Bracha, it's Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yaakov. You see? Because each one has greatness. But the Chasima is the essence. The essence of the Bracha. What's the essence? Bracha Tad Hashem, Magen Avram. What does that demonstrate, Magen Avram? I just said before Yaakov, Yitzchak, Yaakov also. Yitzchak, Yaakov reflect Avram. And the essence is Avram. So Yitzchak and Yaakov aren't separate. The greatness isn't separate from Avram. You can never think of Yitzchak and Yaakov as separate from Avram. But Yitzchak and Yaakov must always reflect Avram. That's the concept. That's what the Rashi means. You understand the shot? That's it. Okay? He's not talking about the tefillah. But the Chazal put it in terms of tefillah for a simple reason. Because tefillah is an expression of, tefillah is where you're laying down the foundations of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that's why Chazal speak in terms of tefillah. But it means that over here the pasuk Lech Lecha speaking about Avram will have a great name, Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? But the greatness of Yitzchak and Yaakov will always reflect through their great, but it always reflects Avram. Yitzchak and Yaakov out of Avram you can't think of. That's the pshat. That's Bacha Yisman. Okay. Now there's the greatness. This is. The only thing I'll tell like this, he asked what significance it has. What significance it has is in terms, you see, you have to understand, the significance in this area is in terms of how the Ummah will be able to bring about the Shem Hashem. All those things, like Kavim Hezra Yaakov, means that they bring about to the world, they show them the Shem Hashem, right? They demonstrate the Shem Hashem. Now, the way that it will be, God said the way that it will be is that Yitzchak and Yaakov will reflect Avram's, will always go back to Avram. What this demonstrates about the individuals, separate story, demonstrates them.
What I wanted to ask is that
a real thing? I would say that we could assume that it's real. That's real. Why? Wesher says it's not real.
I mean, because...
But the only thing is that his greatness will be nothing without...
You mean
think of Einstein, you don't think any more of Galileo, Newton. Because Galileo, you think of Newton really as an extension of Galileo. Einstein is a whole new era. You see? That's the thing. Newton, as soon as you think of Newton, you think of Galileo. Because Galileo really laid down the basic principles. Newton worked it out more. It really is Galilean principles. When you come to Einstein, it's a whole new revolution of physics. That's a different ballgame, ready. So that's the thing. So what God told Avram was that he had the essence. The essence he had. True, Yitzchak will add, and Yaakov will add. But there will be nothing, it will not be of a different nature. The essence is Avram. That essence Avram already established. And Yitzchak and Yaakov also. But they add different points. But the essence is always not a new essence, not new essences, not three essences. You see? It's different elaborations upon this first theme. The first theme is Avram. That's the main theme. The central theme is Avram. Then from there, you depart in different areas. But the central theme is Avram. You understand what I mean? That's the central. That's Bach Chaisman. Ben, it means that they want to make nothing out of him. Like when they get angry at Moshe, they call him Ben Amram. What does it mean? I don't call him Moshe. Call him Ben Amram. Why? Because Ben Amram means you have no significance, you're just an accident of your father. But that's not saying over here, because over here we're saying that that they have an essence. But the essence is related, is a further development of the same main theme. The main theme was established, the main lines were established by Avram. That's what it means. That's what God told Avram, that you hit the essence. Essentially what God told Avram was, put on it, essentially what God told Avram was that you hit the essence. You have the essence. Yitzchak and Yaakov elaborate, but the essence is always you. That's the essence. Now, as Dave asked the question, he says, is this only so far as the world is concerned, or is it in reality? It's both. It's both. Philosophically, it's important. Philosophically, it's important because it means that the main theme, the main philosophical theme, the true ideas were whose? Avram. That's the philosophical reality. Yitzchak and Yaakov added a different aspect. Yitzchak Avoda and Yaakov is Torah. But it all is not a new thing. Avoda is a new thing, Torah is a new thing. It's all elaborations of extensions of different things from the theme of Avram. Extensions from the theme of Avram. That's what it is. But Avram had the essence. That's what God told him. God told him, you have the essence. That's why, insofar as the world is concerned, philosophically it's Avram. That's what it means. It will be Avram because the world will recognize the true relationship over here. God was telling him, that was the bracha. The bracha was that the world, not only is this true, but the world will recognize the true relationship. That's what God was telling Avram. See? That he will be a means, because a person can be great, but who says that his greatness will be a means for God's will? So God told him, no, you are great, it's true, but not only that, the fact is that you will be a means towards bringing about my will in the universe. You see? In other words, your true philosophical essence will be reflected in the world. Where is it reflected? It's reflected every day when you die, that's where it's reflected. Because who's the world? Who's the world? It's not the world. What's Pshat Tefillah? Who's the world? Who's the rest of the world? They don't know anything about Avram. I mean, they know it. They don't understand Avram. They try to degrade him, debase him, anti-Semites, and Apocrysm, and ignoramuses, the whole many groups. But there is one group that recognizes that's the group that's Mispar, B'chol Yom. That's the Tefillah, B'chol Yom. Now it becomes more clear why Rashi speaks in terms of Tefillah. Why does Rashi speak in terms of Tefillah? Why does Rashi speak in terms of Tefillah? Because where is it reflected? Where is it reflected? It's reflected to those in those people who are mispowel. Reflected to people who are Avdei Hashem. That's where the reflection is. That's where it is. Where's the bracha? Where's the bracha that God gave Avram? God gave Avram. The whole world recognizes it. Where's the whole world? The whole world today doesn't recognize him. What does it mean? The world means not numbers of the world, but the people who have the true ideas. And where do you see that's reflected? Every day when they mispowel, this concept is enunciated. So you see that God's bracha to Avram is carried through. Bracha to Avram is carried through. Carried through for tefillah. B'chol Yom, you see the kiyum of the Vavarecha, Vagad L'Shemecha, of those psukim in the Torah, the kiyum takes place every day. That's what the kiyum is. That's the Yom Bracha. The bracha was that Avram's greatness will be reflected through the Ashgacha. That was the bracha. The bracha wasn't just an empty bracha. You'll be a popular person. You'll be very popular. What does one care about a popularity? He doesn't care about that. The thing was, he told them that your essence, your true philosophical essence, will be translated into the Ashgacha. That's what it means. See? And that's how it was translated. It's a true bracha. It's not just that you'll be known this way. And what does Avram care? So you'll be known this way, and you're supposed to be known that way. What's the difference? No, the truth of the matter is that's what you are. But not only is that what you are, but it'll be translated into Ashgacha. Be translated in terms of the world. See? And that's how it's translated into Ashgacha. Yeah. I'm talking about the causes. I'm not talking about the causes. We're not discussing causes here. Avram ben Arambam was a genius. The man was a goyin. Anybody that reads through anything that he says can see right away. He's a goyin in his own right. He wasn't a copy of the Rambam. That's the way the world says, oh, he was a sterile individual. He just copied his father. Because they don't know who he was. They can't read two lines of what he said. You take a look at some analysis, you see the brilliance of the man. The questions that they asked him about his father's writings, about different kashas, powerful kashas. You see where he shows exactly with clear logic what the Rambam meant. Shows exactly, unbelievable. The guy's a deep theoretician, a clear mind, brilliant person. But his essence does not reflect any more a different essence than the Rambam's. It's a reflection of the Rambam. It's like you're interviewing, like you're talking to the Rambam. See? Now, what the cause of it was, of course, if Rav Rambam and the Rambam wouldn't have had the Rambam for father, maybe he wouldn't have not have, probably wouldn't have been there. But we don't care what the cause is. You see? We don't care what to do with the cause is. Question is what he is. That's what he is. I'm not saying that it, see, in the world, you look at it emotionally, you say, like the world says that, it's very difficult to live in the shadow of a great person. So they say it's bad to have a great father. Because if you have a great father, so then you have to live up to it. You don't live up to him. It's very, very hard. If you're a regular person, so whatever you are, you're something. You're somebody. You see, you're somebody. But if you have a great father, like Winston Churchill's son, I think, wrote, terrible, terrible problems. Living in the shadow of the great man. He just destroyed the man. Destroyed him. Ah, what's the shot? The shot is it destroyed him because there is no real system there. The only system is ego. So it's bad for the ego to be in the shadow of a great person because then your ego feels depleted. See? But if your father was an ignoramus, so on the contrary, whatever you are, you'll be happy because you feel great. See? That is in the world of ego. But now let's get to the world of reality. The world of reality, on the contrary, what could be the person in Yahadis isn't looking to satisfy his ego to be great. He's looking for knowledge. And to have a great individual, what does he care? The enjoyment of knowledge is what he's after. So therefore, even if he himself has no ego recognition, but he's the luckiest guy because of one reason, because he has all this knowledge at his disposal. Different ballgame altogether. On the contrary, who cares about the ego? Not only that, but you see that the whole, I mentioned about it Friday, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who, when we think of Moshe, we think of the greatest Rebbe, Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Yisrael, the greatest figure possible, right? He was the greatest Rebbe, but he was also what? The greatest Talmud. He's the greatest Talmud. Who was the greatest Talmud? The Moshe Rabbeinu. Abraham Yehem V'Abraham Laila. Yeshivah, learning Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing Moshe Rabbeinu was interested in is one thing, to gain knowledge. The tefillin, the second Aliyah, was to gain knowledge. Third Aliyah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him metaphysical knowledge which is beyond the ability of mortal man to learn by himself without the assistance of God. That's the level of Nura, the highest level. What was Moshe striving? Knowledge, to gain knowledge. Not to be a Rebbe, he was the greatest Talmud. He was the greatest Rebbe, but he was the greatest Talmud. That's the true, that's a true Chacham. That's a true Chacham. But the world looks so differently. You go, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, look to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Famous person. The lawgiver. Moses the lawgiver. Great thing, it'd be good for your ego. See? That's the hepach, that's the opposite of the true values. That's the opposite. Rav Ram ben Aramam didn't have a depleted ego. Rav Ram ben Aramam was the happiest person because all that knowledge he had, he was able to enjoy all the chachma. That's the true way to look at it. Does that answer your question? If we go through every tefillah over here, we'll be here till another 10 years. Every word from Magen Avraham you have to understand. That's the essence. That's the essence. The essence of tefillah, Magen Avraham. Right? Okay. Now things like this. What I wanted to do was, besides Magen Avraham, I wanted to show the order of the brachas. Not go through every individual bracha, but just go through the order of each bracha. So know the... Alright? Okay. Ke Yitzchak vele Ke Yaakov, separately, it would mean that Avraham didn't perceive the essence. I mean, he perceived the part of the essence. Yitzchak came and complimented it, and Yaakov came and complimented it. That's not true. That's not true. Avraham had the essence. They came, they took off parts of it. But elaborations. But the essence was Avraham. Okay, that's the first bracha. Yaakov was the Bechir Shev Avos. So he said, so he asked the question, he said, what do you mean, how could you judge the Avos? How could you say it was the best? He didn't like that idea. He said, Bechir Shev Avos, the best. So he said, Bechir Shev Avos doesn't mean really the best. So we can't evaluate the Avos. But he says that the approach of Yaakov is the best one that a person should use. Terah. Because Yaakov was Torah. It means the approach of Torah is the best one for us to utilize. That's the one we should approach first. You see? That's what it means, Bechir Shabbos. It means that phenomenon which Yaakov elaborated on is the phenomenon that is most important for us. But not that he was the best.
We should go through that way.
That's right. You go through that route. See?
Avram's will get killed.
Because Avram's, you can't do it. See, you won't make it. go through the root of Yaakov. That's Bechir Shabbos. That's what Rav Moshe said. That's in line with the Pshat that we're saying here. Not the Pshat that Yaakov was Bechir was the greatest. It's really Bechor Chaisman. Really, Avram was the main thing, was Avram. But Bechir Shabbos means insofar as what a person, how a person should live his life. He should look more into the life of Yaakov. It's more beneficial for him in terms of reaching the highest level. In the universe. That was the whole essence of Tefillah, right? And Gemara says, I don't know if I read that in Gemara last time. Gemara says that a person who davens, who's mispalel, and he expects God to answer his tefillah, he's batuach, that God will answer, God will listen to what he says. The Gemara says that he's nenash, it's an einish. He gets an einish for that. Nunayim and Avon Rabbis. Anybody who davens lengthily and looks into his tefillah, really looks into it, sov bo lidei koev lev. The end is it leads to depression. Shenema techeles memushocho machalas machlelev. So techeles means tefillah. Extended tefillah leads to depression. V'amar b'yitzchak. Three things cause God to remember a person's sins. That means the Zenanish is brought in him. Veiluhain. These are the three. Kir Natu, a person that walks in a Makam Sakana. The Iyun Tfilah, a person who's Ma'ayin in his Tfilah. Umoser Din al Chaveru L'Shamayim, a person that somebody does him wrong. And he says, okay, look, I'm not gonna get back at you. That's it. And he thinks to himself, God will take care of him. look into his chusim. What does it mean, maskin of initial order? It means he looks into him, means if it really is reality that way. So it doesn't mean he looks into Averis. It means if in reality it is that way, that it's true. It's possible it's true. It's possible it's true. But Yechidim maybe that lived one or two in the whole world, you know, that ever existed. But most of the time, it comes from what? From the ego. From one emotion of ego. And the essence of tefillah is, really, the essence of tefillah is a breakdown of the ego. Because it shows a person his real station in the universe. That's the whole purpose of tefillah. So a person, but a person can thwart that purpose. Like in every other area, you can use mitzvahs for your own purpose. A person who goes to shul, wants to dress up nicely, wants to show everybody his new suit. I mean, how wealthy he is, how prosperous he is. Talk to his friends. That's not the, they say he's using it for the wrong purpose. Same thing with tefillah. A person could use tefillah for the purpose of his own ego. Then, on the contrary, maskin avinu kol marach b'tefillah samayim ba, why? Because he's using it for the exact opposite thing, the exact opposite purpose. Tesis is an interesting thing. It's Tesis on the front of Bays, of course, it's like this. B'tfilas lam Bays on Bays. Kolomarach b'tfilas on Ma'ayim ba, pir shemitzapa shetovai bakashasai. He's waiting for his bakashasai to happen. Lefi shekivein b'tfilasai. Because he had kavana when he davened. See? So this tema as Tesis. The hochamashma the infila lav mal yusi. Here it says that the infila is no good. The chay mash pek arav, the Gemara just quoted to you. He says, v'lo chay mash pek mefanin. In Shabbos, the Gemara says, odo becho persein b'adam azevek chashev iyan tefillah. We say it every day, right? Amo mal yusi, says, see, it's a good thing, iyan tefillah. Saki call iyan tefillah a bad thing over here, and here you call it a good thing. So Teisva says, so like this. Right. So he says, yishnam, the trey iyan tefillah yesh. It's two types of iyan tefillah. Iyan tefila dahacha ametapa shetava bakashasa. The iyan tefila dahasim shemachavenas liba letefila. So there's two types of iyan tefila. One type of iyan tefila is where the person is machaven to what he says. The other type of iyan tefila is where the person expects what he wants to take place. Yeah, but why did the Chazal use the same word? So I want to know. I mean, it's a funny thing. Why do they use the same word? Why do they use the same word? I mean, Taisus is right. The answer Taisus says you can't deny. I mean, that's what it means. There's no question. Everybody looks at the Gemara. Taisus is correct. That's what it means. It's not Pshat Taisus. It's not a possibility that Taisus is giving. That's the definite answer. Why does Chazal use the same words? Ian Tfilah, what's the answer? Chazal's telling you something like that. The what?
Because there are
reasons why a person can have Kavanah in his Tfilah. That's the Pshat. Here are two reasons why a person can have kavanah in his tefillah. One reason a person has kavanah in his tefillah is because he really recognizes what tefillah is. Recognizes what tefillah is. And he gains, he benefits from the realizations that he comes to through tefillah. From putting his emotions in the right place. That's the Ian Tefillah, which is Ein Leishir. That's the Mal Yusa. But there's another reason why a person's mind is tefillah. That is from ego motivations. And that, on the contrary, that's destructive. That's destructive. See? That's destructive. So the Chazal used the exact same word for a good reason. Because they showed you the same phenomena in tefillah. Tefillah is a dangerous thing. Why? Because there's in tefillah there's one phenomena. But the same phenomena involves two different emotions. They're two diametrically opposed emotions. And they result in the same activity. So Chazal used the exact same word to demonstrate that it looks the same, my friend. It looks like Ian Tefillah. Both look the same, right? But I want you to know that the two emotions which are responsible are diametrically opposed. One is a tremendous, tremendous kiyum, and the other one is a downfall. How do you respond? No. The assumption that a person should have when it's responded is like this. That it is the correct thing for me to enunciate my needs before God and to ask for them. That is the beneficial thing for me to do. When a person has needs, what should he do? The thing he should do is enunciate those needs to God. That's what he's supposed to do. That's right. Enunciate those needs to God. That is the rational thing to do. Whether my particular things that I'm going to ask for will result in are going to come, that's a different question altogether. Separate question. But the only rational way for me to act in terms of my needs is enunciation of those needs to God. That's what he has to know. That's the concept of Bila. Whether those particulars that I'm asking for are going to, that's a separate thing. But you want to know what's the best way? Now something bothers you. You want to know what the best thing to do now is? Enunciate those needs to God. That's the best avenue that you can take. That is the correct avenue. But what the results of that avenue of approach are going to be, that's not in your hands. That's the correct attitude of tefillah. That's the correct attitude. It's a different concept of tefillah altogether than the world recognizes. They have no idea what tefillah is.
You made a point when you were...
Things could happen. He could realize that it's what he needs is foolish. He could he possibly, through his enunciation, he could raise himself to a higher level and he will be zocher that they will be fulfilled. It's a possibility. He could raise himself to a higher level and something else could take place which would completely be better for him than the particular needs that he's involved in. There are many possibilities that could occur. Many possibilities could occur. But the ma'aseh tefillah, that is the rational thing to do.
The rational because God is the
only place that the help can come from is from God, correct?
Yes.
And the only way that it comes from God is through a person raising himself to a higher level.
Really?
But you see how Chazal did it. That until first of all, till the Kela Kadesh, there's no bakash. There's no bakash at all. See? Purely shevach. Enunciation of propositions. And by the time he starts to ask me about his bakashas already, he already went through a whole thing. Whole philosophical structure there. At that time, that alone is beneficial. And that's why the halacha is that a person mechavim to mana from his yaitzah. As I told you. Why? Because that's the essence of feeling God already, even if he didn't ask God for a single thing. You imagine a concept of prayer where the person wasn't even mechavim for it, he didn't even ask for anything, and he's yaitzah in the midst of tefillah. Unbelievable. So you see what's the essence of tefillah? The essence of tefillah is recognition, raising himself to a higher level, recognition of God. If he gets nothing more out of tefillah, at least he was mispowered. But if he doesn't have those ideas and he asks God, there's mechavim for every word 100%, it's worthless. It's properly correct, and through the formula, through the very formulation. The very formulation means that he's rising to another level. So then it could be answered. Why not? I'm saying it can't be answered.
That's not from the asking. It's not being answered.
It's from the state of asking. From the state of asking. The state of asking. Not from the mice of asking. From the state that results from asking. You have that answer? Let me once more enunciate. Let me once more formulate what we have here in tefillah. You see, let me once more formulate after we've gone through the whole thing. What remains? What you should remain with in tefillah? That's the important thing. You have to remember one thing: that the difficulty in tefillah is again because it's associated with something which is a very primitive thing in our lives, and therefore we always equate these two things. It becomes hard to understand when a child asks his father for something. and he begs him, and he goes into a tantrum. So what he does is he effectuates a change in his father. You see? He keeps on nudging, he effectuates a change. And because he effectuates a change, then his father gives in. That is not the way tefillah works. Tefillah doesn't work that way. Man cannot, can never effectuate a change in God. That's an impossibility. See? So the question is, that's the case, so what are you being responsible for? It's worthless. You can't change God, that's it. On the contrary, you don't want to change God. God does what's good for you. That's another concept you have to rip out of your mind. Because when, whatever your father does, you don't believe it's good for you. Might not be also. But the thing is, in your mind, definitely it's not. In your mind, definitely it's not. In your mind, you want to change that. That's a bad thing. That is an immature attitude. That has nothing to do with tefillah. That's not Anshe Knesset HaGdela. That didn't take Mea Vesrim Zakenim Ben Tamanavim to make up tefillah. Any kid can respond like that. The tefillah that we have is like this. Tefillah means a certain state of recognition. That's what it means. Tefillah demands a certain state of recognition. Now this state of recognition, which is necessary in order to be mispah, which is brought about through tefillah, that state effectuates a change in the person. Because it effectuates a change in the person, then as a result, his tefillah could be answered. Not necessarily specifically what he asked for, you understand. But a beneficial change could take place. So it is an indirect thing. In other words, through the fact that the person must be misfiled to God, what does misfiled to God mean? First thing is you have to recognize, what's God? Who's God? Now once he goes through the philosophical concept that raises him to another level, the idea, the state of being misfiled, of relating to God, effectuates a change in him. Once he has that change, you see, then whatever it is the act of tefillah, the state of being misfiled, which is the result of the change. You understand what I mean? It's a result of the change, and the beneficial change takes place because of what happens there.
That causes
yes.
the change.
Right. What did I say? I said result?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That causes the change. The state that of being mispalel causes the change, brings about the change in the individual, which brings about a change in his external situation through the ashgacha. You understand what I mean? So that's inherent. It's a whole... It's a different concept of tefillah. You understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know if I can get across straight. No, let me see. Means becomes the end. You see? The means becomes the end. The person has a need. Now the need causes him to go through a certain means. That means that he goes through makes the change which brings about the end. Okay? That's true. That's true. Alright, what is verse? What is verse? General thing, right?
Same question arises.
What?
Strength.
Power.
What
is his omnipotence? The philosophers call omnipotence. Okay. Now, let's take a look at how it goes. So, I have to give you all my Hashem. That's introduction. Machayim Meisim Ator Rav Loshia. Let's just go through the whole bracha first, and then we'll start analyzing. First part, let's see, how many parts do you have? I have to give his introduction, right? I have to give the one Hashem Machayim Meis Torah Loshia. How do you know that's the introduction? How do you know there's a pause after Rav Loshia? You'd be right, but I want to understand how far you see what he's saying. Because the plain shot is, the truth of the matter is that actually why you put in, let's say by the insert of Masha Ruach Amar Geshem, right? Why do you insert
specific,
it?
Like now because
why do you insert it over there? Why do you insert it by Machal Kochayim? Why do you insert it before Machal Kochayim? What's the answer? Insert it at that point for a simple reason, because when you have the additional statement. So the additional statement has to begin in the area of first, right at the beginning of the area of statements. It's not going to put it in the middle. You know what I mean? In other words, you have Machal Kochayim Bechesed Machayim. You have a whole series. Now, when you have to put in something, right? You have an insert. So the insert should be right at the beginning of the class of things which it belongs to, right?
You know, it doesn't work that way.
Right? Tell the president. God. Either the beginning or the end, one or two. All
right. I'm not talking in the middle.
But I don't know.
That's also at the end. Before the main theme, though.
Yeah. Before the main theme. Always before the main theme. No, it's after the introduction. After the introduction. That's the introduction. Then you're supposed to put in your own private tefillah. And then, by the way, Atachanatan is a machlokes acharonim. Whether you say Atachonin when you say Atachanatan, that's a whole big problem over there. But some wanted to say that when you say Atachanatan, you don't say Atachanatan anymore. Just start off right away, Atachanatan.
As
long as you're talking. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. But we possibly say Atachanatan. Anyways, the thing is like this. That the reason why you insert Amash Rucham Arigashim at that point is simply because it's the beginning of the series. See, ordinarily, during the winter time, during the summertime, the series begins with Mechal Kochayim. Right? But during the wintertime, you have an additional insert. Now, the series begins with Amash Rucham Arigashim. That's why I say Marada Geshem, not Marada Goshem. The Babish say Geshem? I think they'll say Geshem, yeah. Because it's a one. You don't say Mechal Kochayim b'chosed, you say b'chesed, right? The reason is because you only say at the end of the pasuk, right? Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. When you say Mitzrayim at the end, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the end. Mashir Rochem Orad Hagoshem. It's not the end because it's really part of. It's the beginning of Mechal Kochayim. Ah, how come in the print to put it in small print? That's a mistake. It should be in the same size print as Mechal Kochayim. Yet most, you know, it's an amazing thing, but so many false concepts are derived from the way the printing is. You know, I mean, it affects you a lot. But the printers won't run down. That's all.
All right.
So, I'm going to go over this way. This way is a time show. Anything with more at the top. So that's why. So you see, there's the introduction is Atta Gibor. Every bracha has the introduction. And then you have the series. Now, what does he do? Let's take what he does. Mashir Rochem Orei Goshem. One, Geshem. Chag Chaim Bechesed. Two, Chaim Mason Brachim Rabbim. Three, Semech Neflim. Four, Reife Cholim. Right? Five, Matir Asurim. What kind of Minnesota chain you got four, right? Okay, that's it. How many is it? Seven? Seven?
Somewhere in that
vicinity. Seven, okay. That's all one. Micha Mocha Baal Gevura Semidom Aloch Melech Meimis Umachayim Asmich Yeshua. That's one. That's the Chasima. That's the summary. The Nelon Talachi Yes Meisim. Rav Hashem Achayim Meisim. Okay. So how would you analyze the bracha? Mocha Baal Gevura is a summary. Micha Mocha Baal Gevura Semidom Aloch. Melech Meimis Umachayim Asmich Yeshua. Then the Nemon Ata Lachi Yes Meisim is ready. Is Mein Chasima Sumach Chasima.
So we have a
introduction. And then you have the enumeration and summary, and then you have the conclusion of the bracha. Most brachas don't have that much. Like Atchalon Adas Hashvina, you just have Atchalon Adas Hashvina. What God does, right? Chonelif David Neskel, right? That's it. But this one has three parts. Okay, so it's three parts. But how would you approach the? How would you approach it to analyze it? I mean, what is it? Something there that is very unusual. What is it in the bracha? Something very unusual. One problem is that Machayim Meis